B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's a Twisted Tea Thursday right here on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted, enjoy responsibly. Chase Winovich is with us now. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
How'd it feel to win?
It felt like it was definitely a great experience is the best way to describe it. Great team win. We definitely needed it, and on to Baltimore.
You sounded pretty happy with the fact that you got a lot more playing time this
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. It's a Twisted Tea Thursday right here on Zolak and Bertrand with Chase Winovich. Twisted Tea is more than just the original hard iced tea. It's a whole new attitude. Grab some Twisted Tea and tailgate like a pro every game. Twisted Tea, keep it twisted, enjoy responsibly. Chase Winovich is with us now. Hey, Chase.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
What's going on?
How'd it feel to win?
It felt like it was definitely a great experience is the best way to describe it. Great team win. We definitely needed it, and on to Baltimore.
You sounded pretty happy with the fact that you got a lot more playing time this week than in previous weeks. Do you expect the same going forward now?
Yeah, I'm just taking it week by week. Obviously I don't always say the right things or do the right things, but I'm definitely learning. And thankfully I got a great group of coaches and teammates and former players to really help guide me along that process. And I'm just thankful for any and all opportunities I get to help this team win.
That sounds like you've been hearing some feedback this week.
What do you mean?
Well, we heard some former players both publicly, chastising you after the game for being so open after the game and saying the things you said. And I'm wondering if you're hearing that privately.
No, I'm not really hearing that privately, I'd say. It's more so just one of those things that, I recognize that I'm not always perfect in how I handle things. And I really don't think anybody is, but I'm trying my best to be the best teammate I can be and take accountability, especially when necessary. No one's perfect. I'm definitely not. And I'm going to do everything I can. I don't want to let the team down in any way. I'm going to lean in, work harder. And trust me, I'm not making any excuses out here. But people can chastise me or say whatever they want. But at the end of the day, it's like, I live it every day. People don't really know what's going on or any specific details of any situation that aren't inside this building. But I'm just going to keep working and having fun and enjoying the process like I always do. Like I said, I'm surrounded by a great group of you know, teammates and coaches, and the support has just been, you know, incredible. And I'm just thankful to be here. So
hey,
I'm going to focus on the positive.
There's no secret to the defense, some of the struggles and the injuries. Like, you got guys down all over the board, and you played a ton of snaps last week. You got safeties down playing the mic position at times. You had to tackle for a loss, and I think you did a fantastic job submarining. I don't know if he was a guard or a tackle. I think he was one of the guards. You end up making a tackle, too, on that. If you continue to make those type of plays, it's fair to say that they, you know, you're going to be more of an every-down type player when you do those type of things.
Yeah, I think that's probably safe to say. If I make plays and do what I'm supposed to do, you know, they're not going to have much of a reason not to put me in. But at the same time, I got to keep working, and every week's a new week, and every week presents new challenges, and that's what makes it exciting. That's why I love football. It's, you know, in terms of a career, it's awesome. It's, you know, like I said, every week you get to come in, and especially this one, with all the wrinkles and intricacies, and just talent that the Ravens have on offense. Like, it makes it really exciting as an athlete and a fan of football. You know, this opportunity is just really cool, and I'm just thankful to be a Patriot and to have this chance to go out there and compete and help the team win.
When you look at this Ravens offense, a lot of people just point to the athleticism of Lamar Jackson as the reason why they're so hard to defend. But when you look at it, what do you think the reason is that the Ravens are hard to defend?
I mean, I think the Ravens are hard to defend because they got a great offense and a lot of great players. I don't think it's ever just one player in football. I'd say besides rowing, football is pretty much the ultimate team sport. You can't just win with one good player. You got to have guys blocking. And yeah, that's a pretty short-minded answer, I think, to say, oh, it's just one player. You know, they got a great offense. They got a great system. Obviously, I know Coach John Harbaugh. I've met him a couple times. I played for Coach Jim Harbaugh at Michigan, and they're great. They're a you know, great organization, and they present a lot of challenges. So this is going to be a tough week for us. There's no doubt.
You ever go rowing?
What'd you say?
You ever go rowing?
I've been rowing. I actually have a lake in my backyard, so
singular boat rowing then.
I mean, I've taken multiple people out there. Yeah.
Okay, because like here in Boston, I know you may have never been down here by the Charles. They have, you know, these rowing teams, and boy, when that boat's moving, crew.
Is it the Charles or the Charles?
The Charles. It's okay. Good. That's a good point, Chase. Man, see, you are catching on a little bit around here.
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
I thought you were more of a motorboater, though, you know, instead of the rowboater.
All right.
Yeah, stop it, Hardy.
Okay, so Lamar Jackson said something earlier this week about, you know, it's going to be cool for him to be playing, you know, on the field that Cam Newton will also be on. He's not exactly going up against him. But have you faced anybody so far in your career that you kind of like looked up to, either when you were a high school player or a college player, and had that moment? And if so, how long did it take for you to kind of like get over that and just realize, you know what, it's just a game and I got to go after that guy?
Yeah, it's happened a couple times, I'd say, where it's just you go against players that are just legends, and they might not be exact, and this isn't the case with Cam or Lamar, obviously, but, you know, they might be past their prime, but just those players that, you know, you might be going against but are still legends, and it's like, I mean, it's pretty cool, I'm not going to lie, and it's like just one of those things where I think Drake talked about this. It's like your idols become your rivals in a sense. It's like you got to go and badass. You got to study them, and you got to beat some of these quote unquote goats. It's a fun challenge. And that's mostly for like other offensive linemen and stuff, you know, maybe not people I necessarily looked up to, or like tried to model my game after, but that are just great players. And like I said, you know, before in interviews, it's true. It's like football is an interesting sport because it's like you take, you know, the biggest, strongest, fastest, like obviously, you know, intelligent, like, humans that you can, and just have them just try to smash and you know, protect your quarterback. It's just kind of a crazy sport.
It's interesting, you know, from a gladiator standpoint. You know, thing. But yeah. I want to go back to last year. You guys were
on the gladiator standpoint there as well.
Well, yeah. I mean, the most biggest intelligent guys, let's just go beat the hell out of each other for the one common prize, right? You know what I'm talking about.
And fight until the death.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You've seen Gladiator, right, Chase? Russell Crowe?
I have seen Gladiator. Yeah. I think it's a little overrated, though.
Okay. We could do movies another day, like some overrated movies. Hardy loves that stuff.
I want to
go back.
Gladiator's one of them.
Okay.
That's a hot take, though. I know.
It's not a hot take. I don't think that is a hot take. I think it is overrated at times. That movie drags.
Yeah, it's a little unrealistic, too. A lot of people don't realize that gladiators, you know, didn't actually want to kill other gladiators because they were expensive to train. And even if they were slaves, quote unquote, you know, it took a lot of preparation and a lot of work. So it's like you didn't want to just have them go out and just kill them. You wanted them to live. So.
Yeah, you don't want him dead before the rookie deal was up. You know,
Exactly.
Hey, I want to go back to last year. You guys were 8-0 going into that game down there. The environment was crazy, and you know, Lamar broke some ankles out there against you guys. Do you remember what was the aftermath like, as far as maybe some of the adjustments you guys could have made in that game when you went over the game film, and how much does last year help prepare you, if at all, any, for facing this guy here at home on Sunday night?
Yeah, I really can't talk about any adjustments that we've made or are currently making or anything along those lines. But, I mean, obviously he's a great player, and we didn't exactly start the best last year. We were down 17-0 at the beginning of the second quarter. So, hopefully we don't put ourselves in the same position this year. We obviously have our hands full with Lamar and the rest of the crew. So we're just going to need to work extra hard and make sure we're assignment sound and do everything we can to wrap them up and make sure, like I said, we do our job.
You mentioned being familiar with John Harbaugh because you played for Jim, his brother. I'm sure you've been asked this before. I don't remember hearing your answer, but what are the similarities between playing for Jim Harbaugh and playing for Bill Belichick?
So my story as a football player is pretty interesting because I played for a coach, Bill Chirpak, in high school, and he's one of the winningest coaches, I believe, in the country currently and in high school football and of all time in Western Pennsylvania, which is pretty historic for football. And so he was a major football coach. Then I come to Michigan, and Jim Harbaugh is my coach for 4 years. So it's just like, and he's just obviously a huge football guy from a huge football family. And then I come to the Patriots with, you know, arguably the best coach in the history of football with Coach Belichick. And I'm not going to get into comparisons between the two because, like, I just, you know, that's something I try to avoid. But I would say this, like, they're obviously both, for how extremely intelligent they are, it's like, you know, their personalities and just their willingness to kind of adapt and be open to you know, to hearing different ideas out and improving on certain concepts is something that I've seen carried over. And that's why I believe Coach Harbaugh is the man for the job too at Michigan. And I know he'll get those boys turned around in no time.
Now you see you hear about the recruiting stories, you know, of Harbaugh at Michigan, you know, shirt off, sleeping in bunk beds with, you know, to kind of try and recruit kids. Was there something that he did when he got you to sign, you know, coming out of TJ that was the real kicker? To say, hey, I want to be a Wolverine?
Well, Harbaugh actually didn't recruit me. So Coach Hoke recruited me out of Michigan. But, it was more so. This is a longer story. But I had taken a visit to Ohio State, Michigan, and Pitt. And I was just pretty turned off by my visit at Ohio State.
What turns you off at Ohio State? Because what Burt Breer, you ever deal with Burt Breer? Burt Breer is from Ohio State. He'll tell everybody about it, write about it. What do you hate about Ohio State?
Even though they've subtweeted me, members of Ohio State family, I'd say, they've subtweeted me. They came to the Ohio State game with, this figure of a head with long blonde hair and a football helmet with a noose around it, and were banging it on the side of the stadium. But you know, I'm not going to stoop to that level. You know, I'm going to try to keep things.
You're above that. Classy.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I'm going to try to avoid those sort of like petty games. But I don't know. I just felt like Michigan aligned with, you know, what I wanted to be in life and where I wanted to go. And there's a pretty cool, like, anecdotal story where the union at Michigan was designed by a former football player. And so it has one person looking towards the athletic campus in their athletic garb, and then it has another person in their academia gown and looking towards like the academic, like student side of things, like just on top of the union, like I said. And I thought that was pretty cool. Like, you know, just this idea that you can kind of be both. And I know I'm not perfect, and I'm not exactly like, you know, the smartest, like most intelligent human ever. I'm not trying to imply that. I'm just saying, you know, like you could strive for being a complete human. And just because you're a football player doesn't mean you have to kind of keep yourself in that box.
No, I think that was designed by Ramil Robinson right after he scored about 400 on the SATs and then joined the Michigan basketball team. I think that was
that a shot.
That's a shot.
I don't know if he did that, but
no, I don't think he got 400 actually. But, no, but you know,
you are smarter than most interviews we do. You're usually brutal. The interviews, you do know how to get a pretty good interview.
Well,
this
is how Chase has gotten into my head. I'm in the Amazon bookstore a couple nights ago with the kids, and I come across a book called Dead Mountain, and it's about that incident on the pass with the Russian hikers that you brought up a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, oh, I got to pick this up. But it made me think of another one, Chase. Do you know about the quote unquote meteor that hit in Russia back 1908? Flattened like 80 million trees, but there was no way of like testing as to what really happened back then. Have you investigated this one?
I've actually looked into that like years ago. I remember being pretty intrigued by it, just in terms of like what happened. And but it's one of those things too. It seems like there was more questions than answers. And sometimes those are just, I don't know, like meteors or like natural phenomenon like that is something that doesn't really interest me as much as like, I don't know, maybe disappearances right. And stuff. That sounds a little, I don't know.
Yeah. But the meteor could just end us. Yeah. You know, I mean, it'd be all
I understand
over
what he's saying, but like, that's a natural occurrence.
This is an interesting point. So I talked about this after the game, and I just said like, you know, Akubuda, which means, and I know people laugh about that.
Wait, can you say that?
Akubagda.
Akubagda?
Yeah, Akubagda.
We want to make sure we're saying it correctly.
Akubagda is God willing in Serbian. Okay. You can look it up on YouTube. There's songs about it. Sorry, just give me 1 second. You could look it up, and it basically means God willing. So, like, the same thing with the meteor. I guess the whole point is that there's powers in the universe that are greater than things that we can control and things that are out of our hands. So I'm just in awe at the, like I said, this sounds crazy, but at the power of the universe and things that are out of my control. And I'm just trying to do everything I can to be the best teammate that I could be and just ride the wave. So, fellas, I hate to do this to you, but I do have to go.
We do too.
So it's been a pleasure coming on, and sorry I couldn't get to the question of the week this week, but we will double up next week.
Right. Okay, it's good. All right, Chase. Yeah.
Sounds
really
good,
appreciate
Chase.
You having me on. See you guys.
All right, Chase Winovich. It is a work day.
Yeah. it's a pretty long one.
The twisted tea question of the week, which we will ask Chase next week.
Or we can just answer it ourselves.
We're going to double up with him next week. But the question was from Robert in Ware, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Where?
Where?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah. Who's up first? He said, who do you most model your career after growing up? You know, who do you sort of...
Hanson.
Who do you sort of idolize? And it's funny because he sort of gave that... what is it?
I said Hanson.
What was the Drake line he dropped on us there?
Oh, your idols become your rivals.
Akubagda.
Akubagda. No. I think he pronounced it two different ways. Got confusing there.
There's a phrase in Serbian. I might butcher this. It's Akubuku.
Akubuku. Akubagda. No. It's changed.
There are a couple of songs. I already found one.
Okay, so
we can
hear
listen
it.
To them on the other.
We'll do them on the other side.
We'll do them on the other side.
Okay, we'll do that coming up next. Christmas. That's on the way. Don't go anywhere.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Consider them part of your benefits package.
This was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We heard some former players, I would say, chastising you after the game for being so open after the game and saying the things you said. I'm wondering if you're hearing that privately.
No, I'm not really hearing that privately, I'd say. It's more so just one of those things that, you know, I recognize that I'm not always perfect in how I handle things, and I really don't think anybody is, but I'm trying my best to be the best teammate I can be and take accountability, you know, especially when necessary. No one's perfect. I'm definitely not. And I'm going to do everything I can. Like, I don't want to let the team down in any way. You know, I'm going to lean in, work harder. And trust me, I'm not making any excuses out here. Listen, too, it's like, you know, people can chastise me or say whatever they want, but at the end of the day, it's like I live it every day. I, you know, people don't really know what's going on or any specific details of any situation that aren't inside this building.
He
quickly backed off that when you asked him, are you hearing it from other guys, other former players? He brought up former players.
I didn't bring it up. He did.
He did. That's why you... Oh, are you hearing it? No. Yeah, he's hearing it. He's a smart kid. He's all over social media.
Without even being prompted or criticized, he was already sort of backing down and defending... Not defending, but sort of backing down and apologizing for the way he conducted his post game the other night, which is good.
He's not
right. I guess I was a little out of line. I didn't mean to do that.
Five minutes after the game's over, he's tweeting out folk. Yeah. Like, and it took off. Like, the kid's on social media. He gets it. He's on all the platforms. You're eventually going to hear what people are saying about
what's wrong with that, though. What's wrong with the folk? Yeah.
That was great. Like, that's how into the social media stuff is my point. Like, there, you just won the game. It's 5 minutes old, and you're tweeting out, folk, yeah. Like, he's on social media. He hears it. It's all over. I mean, it was plastered all over what Matt Cassel said and Ted Johnson's follow-up and that. He's the best interview in town. He is. You know, and you know why? I think, and I know Cam's a good interview, too. Cam says the same thing every interview. You know, and it starts, you know, it's repetitive. Like, you get something different from Chase every day.
Hardy, pull up one of those songs? The
Ako Bagda song?
Ako Bagda.
Yeah.
All right. I know what this is.
Do you?
Yep.
What is it?
What's the John Cusack movie where he fell?
Say Anything?
Not Say Anything. The other one.
1408?
No. The love story. Where they go apart.
High Fidelity?
No. Not Breakfast. What the hell's the name of it? Oh, it's killing me.
Gross Point Blank?
Filmed in New York City.
Home Alone?
Jeremy Piven's in it with him. No.
Home Alone 2?
The friend is Jeremy Piven.
Goodfellas?
You know what movie it is, and you're just messing with me. God dang it. He was dating this girl that he ended up leaving, and they weren't going to get married, and she went with this other guy.
Runaway Bride?
Serendipity?
Serendipity. And the musician in Serendipity that the woman ends up liking, she ends up going back to John Cusack at the end because he finds
the glove.
I always said it's John Cusack. Is it Cusack?
Why do you got to be technical?
Marty, is it Cusack or Cusack?
It's John Cusack.
Okay.
Cusack.
Akubuku.
Is it Akubuku or Ako Bagda?
Sounds like that guy's band at Serendipity.
I think it's Ako Bagda.
Ako Bagda.
No worries for the rest of your life.
Hakuna Matata.
Yep.
Ako Bagda.
I feel like it's sort of toned down Israeli techno.
Israeli?
Huh?
I don't think it's Israeli.
Serbian. I like that you brought up Hansen to him. I thought that was a nice touch. So,
if I saw him in a convertible, I would yell one of two things to him if I was next to him in a red light.
Bob.
Like, hey, Hansen, sweet ride. Or, hey, Fabio, I can't believe it's not Butter.
That's not necessary.
We'll do Fabio next time. That's a good jam. You gotta admit it.
I love this song.
Your kids love it. Your wife loves it. Everybody loves it. Like, it's not like if you're riding with four dudes in a car, you'd like say, Akubuku.
What are we doing?
Blame him.
It almost sounds like they're saying Uncle Bogda in that song.
Hello.
What the hell? All right, we got headlines here with Hardy.
I'm not ready.
We had Celtics and Red Sox items to do this hour. We have time to do one of them coming up next.
Okay.
What do you choose?
I want to choose the Celtics.
Hardy?
We've talked about the Red Sox. I know you have some thoughts on Bloom.
I'm going to get to them before the day is out.
We got an issue with the Celtics, maybe.
Celtics.
Celtics it is. The latest on the Celtics, Danny Ainge spoke yesterday. It's not good news. Could be some issues, Zoe said. Talk about it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
They're the office gossips of Boston sports.
It doesn't matter about games and outcomes and scores. It's he got fingered.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I have all the confidence in the world that Kemba will be back and healthy and fresh and ready. When that is, you know, what he's doing right now is very important during this offseason. But, you know, we know how good of a player Kemba is and how good he can be. And, you know, last year was a very unique situation too, and this upcoming year is very unique. But, you know, we have to put Kemba's health at the front as a number one priority going in. I mean, in regarding Kemba, we have to make sure we got three more years with Kemba at least, and we're excited about those 3 years. He's a terrific player, but yeah, there could be maintenance issues during the off season and early part of the season, but. At some point, he'll be back and ready to go.
Oh, here we go again.
Deja vu.
Here we go again.
Getting you ready.
Training camp is going to open in 3 weeks for the Celtics. I know it's a quick turnaround. Doesn't sound like he's ready to go.
Edelman, like.
This was the big free agent signing the Celtics had an offseason ago.
This guy's supposed to help you separate from the middle bunch teams that you're there, you're athletic, you're young. But this type of signing was supposed to help you elevate above those.
The glue. He's going to be the glue. He's going to be the veteran. He's going to be the guy you want taking clutch shots in the final moments of a game, right? All those things. Guy who's going to elevate others and lead by example and all those things. He's 1 year in, and he's got a knee that is a problem now.
I'd say it's chronic. It seems chronic to me. Like, and they're not going to tell you everything, and the fact they're telling you as much as they're telling you should be alarming enough for you. Because this guy has had nothing at times but rest. How many times have we talked about talk to Stevens? Minutes restriction. Nope, solid. Good to go. Looks solid as ever. How do you go from solid as ever to the point where Danny's now sort of cautioning? You know, that's scary. Scary. Guy's a good player. You need this guy. You need him bad. Like you talk about the form, you know, how you're going to form this team and what you want it to be moving forward. He's always in the discussion as part of it. Now, it's the Gordon Haywards you're looking to move and match money with and trade and expiring contracts or whatever the hell you want to call it.
So Brad Stevens was with us on July 29th, I believe. Jim, that's the date. I was just looking through the notes. July 29th, Brad Stevens was on with us, and that is when he told us that Kemba Walker's knee is the strongest it's been since he got here in September.
Yeah, then they went out and played a bunch of games after that, though.
And then he tweaked it again in the Raptors series, and now is what, back to square one? So was it really great, or did he come to the Celtics a year ago with a bad knee, and it's just going to continue to be a problem with a bad knee, and we're 3 weeks before the start of training camp, and we are already hearing Danny Ainge talk about maintenance time.
His knee is the strongest it's been since he got here in September. He has worked exceptionally hard over the last couple of weeks and has built up into will play limited minutes in the first few games with the idea of building him up without, you know, hopefully no setbacks.
Well, there have been setbacks since that point. Because about a month after that, that's when he tweaked it. And, well, here we are going into the following season, and it doesn't sound good that there's going to need to be, it's going to need to be managed. There's maintenance, and who knows? Who knows what the future is for the guy that you just signed a year ago?
Well, we know he's not being traded now after that comment.
Nope.
Nobody's taking him after that.
Nope.
So all those trade rumors, throw those out the window, right?
Nobody's taking this guy
on.
You
have to. You're going to end up overpaying him to play the limited minutes that he's going to be able to play he's going to be successful in the playoffs, but no other team's going to go give up an asset to do that.
No. But he's only going to make $35 million a year for the next 3 years. That's all. And he had knee issues in year one, and he has knee issues. I'm counting this as knee issues in year two already. Is that okay?
Yes, you have to.
Okay,
when he says things like, that's our priority, so it's not a done deal. He's not saying he's going to be good and ready to go. He's saying that's our priority.
That means best case scenario. Yeah, yeah.
That means, that's what we're going to be working hardest to have ready.
Yeah.
Is him and his knee.
Right.
Oh, God. He's not playing 72 games of the next 3 years or 82 games. He's going to play, 50, whatever.
He's going to have to be a part-time player for the remainder of the deal?
Until the playoffs, then he's a full-time player. But he's not going to be able to play a full regular season.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, and it stinks.
That's not
good. It stinks for them, too. And then when you get to do the interviews, you got to say every question. Every time you do an interview, it's going to be, how's his knee?
You know what I like to say about the Celtics, though? Nice team.
Nice team.
And nice fun. And then, 3 months into the season, hopefully you catch Kemba on one of his nights that he's working.
Imagine they get
that. And you can wear your Kemba jersey to the game. And if you're within 30 feet, you got to get your COVID test. But you can go there and go nuts and cheer for Kemba and then, hope he doesn't tear his knee up.
Maybe hope that meniscus is in the right spot in playoffs.
And then you can be
hope they get that Abadeo lookalike there from USC.
That's right.
They better get
that Bam Adebayo.
Bam Adebayo, yeah.
Yeah, and then the Celtics can be like a 6th or 7th seed and then, that's when they can really find the magic in the playoffs. Nice team. You got a nice team.
Yeah, but see, the cool thing is hopefully at some point we'll be past it to where you could hopefully have fans in the building and get the Geno going, and it's a different vibe.
They're going to have fans this season.
Brad's talked about, the different vibe in the Garden. Like, that's what we meant. Wish these games could be in the Garden. They need to get in front of that home court.
Sure.
Yeah, those fans.
Sure. They made it to the conference finals last year.
But imagine if they had a crowd. Oh, NBA champs, no doubt in my mind.
I don't know where you're going. Where are you going with this?
So, he's bringing up the...
No, you, with the nice team. What do you think? So, do you think they're the 7th seed? That's what you think they are?
What's Kemba's availability? Now you're losing Kemba for maybe 20 games?
I think they're better than 7th.
I just don't know where you're going with the whole nice team thing. Like,
the East is getting better.
Nice teams need good crowds and good buildings and home court advantage.
I would say
stuff they've played off in the past.
The East is getting better. The Celtics cannot get out of the conference finals, and now their conference got better.
Imagine
so now they've got a star player on a big time deal that they brought him in on a year ago, and he's not a full time guy anymore.
And it's not his fault.
Yikes!
It's not his fault. That's what he's getting
paid.
You're
not getting better. You're
Everybody
getting worse.
Yells at me. Everybody yells at me when I equate money to the player and expectation. Well, that's what the market don't. You can't fault him for making that. No, it's going to be a 35 tag you're going to look at, and then you're going to look at Brooklyn. You're going to see a fully healed Durant and a fully healed Kyrie. And what if they go and play well? They'd be like, oh,
they're going to play well.
Of course they are. They're superstars. The East is getting better.
Nice team.
You
quickly becoming a middle of the road Eastern Conference team.
How much
congratulations.
More, how much more of jumps can Jaylen Brown and how much more can they take?
I just say get busy, Celtics. Need some roster building here the next few weeks.
How much better can Jason Tatum get? I know he keeps trending, but I mean they're gonna have to make leaps.
They gotta get a Hayward deal done. They have to do that, right?
They gotta make that move.
They've got to do something there. They've got to turn that into a positive somehow. And he apparently, according to Ryan Russillo on the Simmons podcast, doesn't want to be here anymore. Wants out. Doesn't want to be in Boston. That can't mean good things for him or the team this season if he's here. Get working. Off-season time. Get busy.
I don't blame him, too, though.
Shake it up.
You know, and I like what we like to take
free
a shot today.
A week from tomorrow.
I know. I love NBA free agency. It's fun.
You say Boston, like, oh, that's where I hurt my ankle. That's where I hurt my hand. So this, it just you've had bad luck. I could see him wanting a fresh start somewhere else.
You want to get to this week in show history? It's Thursday at 11:50. That's when we do it. So
why not?
It's fun. We'll do it next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
How important is the opinion of a former NFL quarterback on other sports?
I don't think it's that important as people think it is. It's not as important as you think.
Zolak and Bertrand. It's the important part of your workday on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
This week in show history lives on end of the month of November. Do it every week at this time. Hope we have good stuff.
There's one thing I do not want to play. I don't know if we'll have time for it. But
something tells me that means it doesn't reflect well on you.
We will begin.
Why don't you start that one?
No. T-Bone goes through a lot of work to put these together.
They are
in a certain order for a reason, and I will not deviate.
And I don't think it
from that
it
order.
Is what you think it is.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Oh,
then.
Thank God. Now I know what it is.
Is it the applies one, the apples?
Nope. We'll explain in a moment. First, apparently we had some really good callers. From this week in show history.
We always do.
So, from last year and the year before and the year before that and the year before that, just kind of a mixture of some of the excellent callers we had during this week in show history.
Great call.
Here we go.
No, I ain't got no brother. What are you talking about? I'm sitting watching a game last night with my brother Charlie.
Yeah, all that. Hold on. Turn the music down, please, Tom. There we go. Kip's going to read his poem. Go ahead.
Kip Sonic.
I've got a Brady boner.
I have a hard-on for Hoyer.
Okay. I think it's like that in any major market.
I'm just getting pulled over by a cop. I'll talk to you later.
Oh, Jesus.
Steve is in Reading. Steve, go ahead.
Steve!
Taking a left or a right? What do you think? Let's go to Tom in Millbury. Tom. Tom fell asleep on us.
With Horford, Baines, and this kid Tice, and then you have Jaylen Brown, and you have Tatum.
Yep, that's the roster. Troy in Dorchester. Troy.
How you guys doing today?
How you doing, Troy?
George and Methuen. Hi, George.
What's up? So,
what's up, George?
It did it in the head.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh my God, that was all in 1 week's time?
Over the course of 5 years, yeah. 1 week, yeah.
Okay. So I'm like, this did not all happen in 1 week.
I haven't done it in a while. There's a pretty good stretch where I was mocking callers with their voices.
Oh, you do it every day.
Every freaking day.
Every day.
Every day you mock our callers.
I didn't mock anybody today.
It's okay. We're not even halfway through the show. You do it every day.
T-Bone?
T-Bone says yes. Jim?
More often than not.
A lot. Okay.
I've actually heard other hosts. I can't remember where I heard somebody's doing this, like ripping off so by doing that to the callers.
They're ripping off a lot of things we do. And it's been told to people, do what we do and do what I do.
Maz does it when there's terrible phones.
Yes. But how did this guy not become part of our rotation?
No, I ain't got no brother. What are you talking about? I'm sitting watching a game last night with my brother Charlie.
I mean, he ain't got no brother.
I ain't got no brother. Anyway, I'm watching a game with my brother Charlie.
Those are two different guys.
Yeah.
Those are two different callers. We thought the guy.
Okay.
That's why we asked. We said, what about your brother Charlie? And he's like, I don't have no brother.
It was like the Bruce Arena guy.
They sound exactly alike. Yeah. They're two different callers.
It's like the Bruce Arena guy. Hello, gentlemen. That's Bruce Arena.
I ain't got no brother. What are you talking about? I'm sitting watching a game last night with my brother Charlie.
It's like Rick James. I didn't put my foot up on his couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I put my feet up on his couch.
Why? So he can buy another one.
AC said 10%.
That's similar. There is.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, see?
I thought this was, in 2016, 4 years ago this week, it was our very first Cliff and Rob coffee shop. I thought we were playing the cuts from the Cliff and Rob coffee shop, my high school radio show,
which is now...
33 years ago?
Mm-hmm. They're old.
It's the first time that people were calling the
contest line.
Yes. Yeah. Now I understand.
They didn't call the right number. They were calling the call-in line for a contest.
So we turned to... All right. So
we
this
flipped
first,
it on them.
This is the first time we did it.
Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop, you ready to answer your question?
Yes.
What song did we play in between Violent Femmes' Blister in the Sun and the cult Wildflower?
Is it the Monkees? Screw that up.
Oh, come on, man. I don't even think you were listening. All right, try again.
Oh. All right, Hardy, ready?
Oh,
Hardy, go. Hardy, go ahead.
We might do this for 2 hours.
Well, that's no good. That one didn't work. All right, Hardy, one more time.
Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop, you ready for your trivia question?
Oh, my God, you guys are killing me. You are killing me.
All right, here it is. Avondale Yellow Jackets. Beat Oxford High School last Friday night by what score?
I would have to say 16-0, which is totally wrong.
Oh, that is incorrect. I'm sorry. Try again.
That guy knew it. Hardy, do it again.
Cliff and Rob Coffee Shop, are you ready for your trivia question?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Mr. Brewer's second period typing class today will be preempted for an assembly to celebrate the district championship of what team?
Oh, my God. I don't know that. Oh, my God.
Yellow Jacket Volleyball. Get to know me, kid. Try again.
You and I were at the Garden Studio.
Oh, that hellhole. That's right.
You're in that glass cube.
Like, what sounds like that?
Yeah, down at the Garden.
Oh, good times. God.
All right, that 3 years ago, Patriots getting ready to play in Mexico, and somebody found a Spanish version of the outfield, Your Love.
I do too. We do Taco Friday and play this at noon tomorrow.
I think that'd be a horrible idea. All right, finally, this week in show history, This was 2018, just 2 years ago. Tom Brady referenced a certain someone during his Jim Gray interview, and we went down a YouTube wormhole of motivational speeches from, do you remember?
No.
Stedman Graham.
Oh,
the best. Well.
So what's the missing piece for 99% of the people in the world? The missing piece is they forget to use the brain. See, they turn the brain off or never turn it on. They forget to T-H-I-N-K. And if you ask them what they learned 2 weeks later, they would say, what? I don't know. So you're doing the same thing over and over every single day, world. You forget most of what you learned, world. So I ask you the question, world, do you know who you are? PhD, no D.
What does that mean? I don't think I could stand him any.
It
was so unlikable then when he played it.
PhD, no D.
What?
Because you know the guy. This isn't off the cuff. Like, this is prepared stuff. This is his.
Oh,
his stick,
wrote
his bit.
This speech.
They
so
forgot
I had to stand in front of a
T-H-I-N-K.
Mirror.
I'll never turn it on.
I'd throw tomatoes if I was there. I would have a box of tomatoes, rotten ones, and I would throw them. I wouldn't hit him, but I would dust him. I'd give him a drive-by, a little flyby, right there, hit the wall behind him.
This is how engineers talk about us downstairs. It's like, did you go up there to fix the call screener? Yeah, they didn't reboot it right. That's what I think they did. Yeah, either that or...
Or never turn it on.
That's right. They never turned it on in the first place.
It was dead from the beginning.
Huh? I had an issue with the dishwasher.
If you ask them what they learned 2 weeks later, they would say what?
I don't know.
Sweep streets like Handel and Beethoven composed music.
Beethoven.
Oh. Beethoven?
You forget most of what you learned, world. So I ask you the question, world.
I don't want to do it anymore. I don't want to do it anymore. What the hell? That guy gets paid for that, probably handsomely.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So you're doing the same thing over and over every single day, world.
It was one of my most favorite surreal Super Bowl moments, stuck between two hotels in an alley, and I run into him and Jim Gray.
Oh, boy. We got more on Jim Gray.
I'm like, you're Stedman Graham.
We got more on Jim Gray.
So I asked you the question, world.
World.
There we go.
They forget to T-H-I-N. Okay.
If there's like one positive to come out of the pandemic, maybe it's that like the corporate jagoffs can't spend money on people like Stedman Graham right now. Right? Like, nope, that meeting can't happen.
Do miss the corporate appearances.
All the conferences, you know, all these conferences.
He does them from his house now on Zoom. What do you think? Absolutely.
I don't think he's worth as much.
Virtual conference.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.